This Wednesday's Philadelphia Chamber Music Society concert by Marc-André Hamelin and the Pacifica Quartet reintroduces a piano quintet by a man who had rock star fame as a pianist in the 1920s. He retreated to composition in the 1930s, ran a music school in Philadelphia in the 1940s, and, as the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns now reports, continued to be active in music until soon before his death at the age of 108.
Leo Ornstein's piano quintet has so much flavor, you can almost taste it. First heard in 1927, it's the work of a composer who was either possessed or fearless, certainly with no trepidation about expressing his Jewish roots at a time of great anti-Semitism.
I'd go as far as saying it's one of the greatest undiscovered pieces of chamber music in the 20th century.
Pianist Marc-André Hamelin instigated his multi-city tour with the Pacifica Quartet that will not only bring Ornstein to cities where he is unknown, but end with a recording that could make a significant difference in the composer's global visibility. Is the music romantic, modern, ethnic?
He said, "I wrote what I heard." It's just a single utterance without any kind of adherence to any accepted form that we know of.
It demands stamina and virtuosity for all parties concerned, even those not actually playing it.
The music is printed in such a way that you have to turn pages very, 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 very often. I mean, the score is laid out on 225 pages for a 38-minute piece. So you have to have a very alert page turner.
The son of a Russian cantor, Ornstein wrote a huge amount of music in a variety of styles. Often he was lumped in with the Futurists, with pieces titled Suicide in an Airplane. Though he achieved early fame as a pianist, the adult Ornstein had crippling stage fright and sought a quieter life in Philadelphia, opening an extremely successful music school at 1906 Spruce Street, where musicians such as John Coltrane received early training. He continued composing. In fact, Leopold Stokowski heard one of his piano sonatas and demanded that it be turned into a concerto. When he left Philadelphia in the mid-1950s and moved to New Hampshire, he was quickly forgotten. Even Hamelin, during the years that he lived in Philadelphia, never found any locals who knew Ornstein.
There's no traces left, really, I'm sorry to say.
Ornstein and his wife, at some point, bought a mobile home. While wintering in Texas, the temperature was too hot to go outside, so he stayed inside, improvising at the piano, with his wife occasionally yelling across the room, "That's good, write it down." What was Ornstein's own playing like? His son Severo says that the only time he was accurately captured was in this amateur recording made by a student. The current tour with Ornstein's piano quintet took years to arrange, and for the agents to work their magic convincing presenters to take a chance on the program. Ornstein himself, with all of his musical charisma, probably could have mounted a performance with the students at the snap of a finger. Why didn't he? There is no meaningful answer. But next time you meet some aged, eccentric stranger on the street, keep in mind that this may be somebody who goes home and plays piano like this.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.